Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Support for the Bubba Army Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Manscaped, the leaders in male grooming. Their fourth generation performance package absolutely changed the grooming game, along with their refined body wash to round out your hygiene routine. Join the nearly 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped for their shower time routine by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba. Have you smelled Manscaped's refined body wash, fellas? The ladies love their signature scent. You and your boys will be so fresh and so clean when you start off your self-care routine with the ultimate body wash. Keep the grooming game going with the Performance Package 4.0, and inside this package, you'll find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, weed whacker and nose trimmer, crop preserver and ball deodorant, crop reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold all the goodies. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the weed whacker to chop your worst weeds up the top of your nose and ears. Nothing's worse than that nose hair. Again, get 20% off and free shipping with code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. Keep your balls trimmed, fresh, and clean with Manscaped.
Really helped. Because you got to think, if he was going back and forth Thursday, Friday last week and didn't get that Friday off,
right,
he probably would have been.
Yeah, I'm glad that we're taking...
Okay, now we're live.
Oh, we are? Fantastic. Welcome to the show. It's Anna, Lummi, and Blitz here. Bubs is on his way to Ocala to deal with the track because he's got shit to do. He's got a big race this weekend with the sprints and the midgets, okay? We've talked about racing that extensively. I feel like the people know. The people that need to know already know.
You're going to a race next week.
I am going to a race next weekend. It's the Grand Prix.
Yes.
The Grand Prix, which I called it when I was living in Detroit and working for WRAF 101.1. Excuse me. You were telling me, Blitz, that the Grand Prix is in like 12 different cities in the U.S. Does Lummi know anything about this? I don't know.
When I was looking up the stuff from yesterday, I think Blitz is correct on that.
About like 12 cities. Okay.
Maybe 14 different cities.
Yeah, I mean,
it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I've lived in two of them. Had a horrible experience in Detroit, just point blank, but also at the Grand Prix. But one of the more embarrassing moments of my life, and I've had a few on this show where something just misses my radar for my entire life, and then when it surfaces, it's in public, which is always very embarrassing. Les Miserables was one of them. I've talked about that before. But the Grand Prix was another one. I found out on the schedule that I was working the Grand Prix. I've never heard of the Grand Prix before Detroit days. And I didn't know if it was I didn't know the X was silent. So I was working the Grand Prix. And I asked a coworker if he was working the Grand Prix. And he said, pardon? Said, the Grand Prix. And he's like, what is that? And I go, it's a race? Cars? Hello? Where have you been? And he goes, that's the Grand Prix.
Oh. Now, I've heard people say that like as a joke, though.
And I was like, oh.
You weren't joking.
No, I'd never heard anyone say it. I just saw it on the schedule, and I looked it up. Like, I'm like, Grand Prix, and I looked it up, and it's like, oh, cars, okay. But I didn't think twice about the pronunciation, because I could read, so I thought. But it's the Grand Prix, and so we'll be going to that next Sunday, I think, is the big race, right?
Correct.
Sunday.
The 27th. Now, I know that we got tickets, Blitz, you and I, because we're, you know, dating now, and Bubba and someone else has got tickets. Lummi, are you even invited, or do you have media passes? Has anyone even given a thought to if you are going or if you would like to attend? That's a no.
Blitz, yes, Blitz did.
Do you want to go to the race? Because I feel like you're not like you like sports, but I feel like you're not a racing guy.
I used to be big into NASCAR back in the day. Probably around the same time Blitz might have liked it, or maybe a little before that.
Man, my mic's like super low.
Do you want to turn it up? Is that better?
Yeah, probably.
I potted you up more higher.
Would you be able to go all day Sunday, Lemmy?
What's all day? Can we define all day?
That's sun goes up, the sun goes down.
No. But because people say all day and it could mean like 2 hours. Like I was at the DMV all day for 2 hours. You know, what does all day mean? Because I think the race starts at
12, right?
Noon. Yeah. So we should probably get there 11:45, roll up, you know, get there for the end. No, seriously, why are you laughing?
I think you don't understand what the plan is on Sunday.
Clearly, I don't.
They do the warm up. Sunday. They do a warm up at 9.
Why the fuck do I have to see the warm up?
9 to 9:30. Well, because that's fun. And then the Indy Lights race is 9:45 to 10:45. Yeah. And then the USF 2000 is from 11 to 11:40.
Yeah, that's what the fuck you think. Don't forget
the driver introduction, Blitz.
No. Absolutely fucking not. I'll get my little pit pass, whatever the fuck. I'll get that beforehand. And then I'll just Uber down there whenever I am ready, whenever I wake up and I'm ready to go.
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to work with Bubba.
What do you mean?
She's not a team player, though.
Yeah, you're just going to get down there whenever. So what are you going to do?
Why do I need to be
there?
The cars will still drive if I'm not there. I don't need to be in attendance. I'll get there before the race starts. I'll get there like at a cool 11:30. You know what I mean? Roll up in there. How long is the actual race of the Grand Prix? Like 10 minutes?
It's 100 laps.
Yeah, so.
I don't know how long a lap is. So that could be 10 minutes, an hour. I don't know.
It's 4 to 6 hours.
No, it's fucking not. I saw that the award ceremony is at 2:30, so don't fuck with me. I know it closes at 2:30.
Award ceremony?
Whatever. I looked at the schedule online. It said it starts at like 8:45 and it ends at 2:30.
That's the gate times to get in.
So the race is not 6 hours. Who watches anything for 6 hours?
Well, think about this.
I don't even want to count money for 6 hours.
It's a 1.8 mile track. It's 100 laps, 180 miles. So
yeah, they got to drive 180 miles.
Well, why don't I just get there at 4 p.m. when they're wrapping it up?
Don't forget there's cautions and things like that.
Because we're doing this for content.
Yeah.
You want to get 8 hours of content?
Yeah, we got a video editor. He'll edit it up. It'd be like a 3-minute video.
Cut it down.
All the high spots. We want to get cars flipping and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm rethinking this whole thing. I think I may actually have double booked myself.
Oh, too bad.
I think I scheduled myself.
But you already turned the names in, right?
I did.
And I think one says Anna, not Lummy, so you're there.
Yep. Lummy doesn't even want to go, do you?
Lummy wants to go, but you took a spot.
Yeah, I actually talked to Blitz yesterday. I was like, yeah, I would have been, you know, get some content, stuff like that, but I understand.
We switched the names. Maybe you want to date Blitz and go instead of me?
Well, you know, I don't want to be out of Hummel.
Well, I mean, we'll just tell them that I can't. I there was a horrible accident
that
happened.
Really bad too.
I got in a car
promoter.
Accident, broke my neck, and you'll be going in my place. No?
Don't think it works like that.
All right. Well, I'm seriously, in all honesty, I'm not going there for more than fucking 3 hours. That's ridiculous.
So you already put you're like those Allstate commercials.
What do you mean?
Like where they say about being like your parents and they take the guys to like tailgate and the guys are already talking about when we're leaving. They haven't even gone in the game yet.
I've never tailgated a day in my fucking
life.
No,
but you're already like, I'm there 3 hours, nothing else. Even if you're having a fun time, you're like 3 hours.
I didn't even know that tails had gates.
Yeah.
No, listen, I don't want to be anywhere for that long and I don't need to be. I didn't realize that the track was 1.8 miles and they're doing 100 laps. I'm good. Like, I'll get there, what, like 12:30, roll up,
get
out there
by 4.
Yeah, we
heard the story about how you took your friend out partying at St. Pete and lasted all of 15 minutes.
Listen, it was a little bit colder than I had anticipated, and I just wasn't in the mood.
It's going to be a beautiful day out there.
It is. It's going to be nice and warm.
You don't know what the fucking weather's going to be like 2 weeks from now?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
You don't know?
Yeah.
You're not God!
Yes, he is.
They don't call me Blitz Delegado for nothing.
That's right. And everyone in chat is pretty much saying, Anna, you should have known this is an all-day event.
Well, I didn't. I thought it started at 12, and it was over at 2:30 after the award ceremony.
Just like even like if we had to go out to get content at the, you know, Gasparilla Festival that started at, what, 2?
Never went. Didn't go.
Well, but we would have to be there, what, but it's like 9 till 5, 6 o'clock.
Yep.
All-day event. Yeah, but I didn't go.
But you signed up for this race.
Yep. And Bubba will be there.
Yep. All right. And well, Bubba's... I may take a page out of Bubba's book and like Irish goodbye after a few hours. Oh, so be like, well, I have to go to the bathroom and then just go to the bathroom at home, you know?
So you're putting yourself on Bubba's level?
No, I'm modeling his signature move and gonna do what he does. I don't think he's gonna care. He's gonna start taking pills around four, and then after that, God only knows how much he's gonna remember.
So far, the forecast for Sunday is high of 77, a morning shower possible.
They have it 2 weeks in advance.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll play it by ear. How about that? I'm very non-committal. I feel like you guys know this, especially with like plans and stuff. I like to play things by ear. You know, tentative plans are. It's really where I live. That's where I feel comfortable. Is tentative.
Yeah. No, but we got this one locked in though. That's the difference.
Okay. Well, I'll be there. It's just a matter of when is the question.
Well, didn't you want to do brunch or lunch or dinner?
Yeah, at a decent hour.
At the track. At the corn dog stand.
Fuck that shit. You guys, why isn't anyone around here like doing fun stuff?
What do you mean? Like, this is fun.
Like brunch or going to like, I don't know, a new restaurant, trying it out as a team. We could do some team bonding.
I let
team
you take
building.
Me to that, out of that fancy place we
the
went
Green
to.
Green Lemon with yeah. the fucking horse fly. It was actually really good. I would good. Like to go attend it was again. Good, that was yeah, great. Was loved it. But no one likes to do fun stuff.
What do you mean? This is fun, I'm
sure. I don't
sure.
know. Like, I could go for, like, a morning run or something like that. Or we can go to the beach and, like, have, like, a beach day when it gets warmer. That's the kind of stuff I like
yeah,
to do.
When it gets warmer.
We can hang out by a pool. I like pools. The only time we were about to do a pool party, Dana bought all his goddamn pool furniture and fucking couldn't do anything with it except throw it in the pool when he had a hurricane. Ridiculous. I would like to do fun stuff, but yeah. you guys like to do like, oh, I want to mow the lawn. I'm like, I want to go to a race, like all this
yeah,
shit
you
that
are
I don't
going
like.
To a race.
I know. I don't want to. It's not my thing, though. I'm going because it's like, you know, Bubba wants to go, Blitz wants to go, and, you know, it's like, oh, I want you to be there because, like, we need to look at it, to look at the cars together. I'm like, do we? I don't know.
It sounds like it's going to be a fun time.
Yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be great. Here's the thing. This is the trick, Lummy, is that when people invite you to things that you don't want to go to and they're like, they pressure you, then you ruin their time when you're there. That's the move. And then they go, wow, never inviting her again. And I'm like, woo, mission accomplished. Huh?
We'll see how that works out.
Yeah, we'll.
Yeah, Bubba would just be like, go the fuck home. And I'm like, okay, bye. Don't threaten me with a good time. But anyways.
I don't think that's how it would work.
81390Bubba, if you've reached out to me on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook and I haven't got back to you, it's because I don't do it anymore.
What?
It's over.
That's why I was wondering why
it's
you, I thought you, thought you had heat with
over.
Me.
Well, I do, but not because of that.
What?
No, I don't. But yeah, if you're reaching out, if you're sending me DMs, if you're, you know, Assy or Buzzard Bob that sends me 15 links a day, I haven't received it.
Well, good news. Good news about that.
What?
I think he's been taking the messages he was going to send you, and he's been sending them all to me times
Perfect.
10.
Perfect. Oh, that's awesome.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Although, for some reason, the other day, I must have clicked the button that said something about ban. I don't know. I don't really know, and I haven't gotten any.
You mean blocked?
It. Yeah.
Yeah, well,
Aww,
sometimes
you blocked poor Buzzard Bob.
I feel like he's been warned multiple times, and right. we've talked about it on air that he likes to send things, link after link after link after link, and it's like, okay, we get it. You like Trump? Fucking get a hobby,
yeah, we get,
buddy.
You got banned off of Facebook again. Who,
you
no
hate
one
Hillary
cares.
Clinton. Who doesn't hate Hillary Clinton? Get a hobby. Get another interest. Enough already. I'm so sick of fucking politics all the time. Even though we may talk about a little of the Clinton stuff later. But yeah, I'm so sick of it. I get your talking points. And I don't want to hear it from either side. I don't want to hear it from the right or the left. Just shut the fuck up and live your life, which is exactly what I did. I actually took my own advice for once.
Wow.
And I've just been living my life. And I was talking to Reagan the day before last. And she was saying something about, like, as if I should know. She's like, oh, you know, so-and-so posted. I go, I don't know. She goes, what do you mean you don't know? Right. I go, I quit social media. It's over for now. She's like, what? I'm like, yeah, I've been on, like, I think it's like a two-week detox thus far. And she's like, why? Don't you need it for work? I go, probably. Not going to do it, though. It was fucking with my mind. My OCD was getting out of control. Anxiety was going through the roof. I'm like, something's got to give. And I'm spending hours a day mindlessly scrolling at these fucking strangers I don't even know, knowing things about their lives that I shouldn't. It's their personal life. And why is that information taking up room in my brain? It was embarrassing. And I just said, you know what, bitch? You need to put the needle down and you're fucking done. Because I don't know about you guys, but or I know, Lummy, you like barely do social media except for, you know, Bubba, but...
He does a lot of Twitter.
Yeah, I'm just Twitter.
Yeah, but like you're not addicted to Twitter, I don't
think.
Not at all. Right. It's just you're in, you out, you post, whatever, you retweet, it's fine. But like, Blitz, I know you're on Instagram. Do you ever find yourself mindlessly scrolling and it's at a point it's not even fun anymore? You're just like, why am I doing this?
Nowhere near like you were.
Okay.
But, I mean... Rarely.
Okay. Because I feel like that is a problem, you know, even for Tom Brady, who mentioned that he has human-like problems where he just loses an hour because he's like, whoa, what happened? And everyone's like, you know what you should get? TikTok. I'm like, that's a terrible idea. Yeah, I'm already having issues with Instagram because it's mostly pictures and videos. Oh, a few captions, obviously, but they're like, no, TikTok's better because there's no captions. It's just videos. I go, that's probably the worst thing ever for me because that's going to fuck me up for life. I don't need to be watching videos of strangers just auto-starting again and again and again and again. So I quit. I'm done. I don't want to fucking do anything with it. I'm just focusing on my life and the people around me.
There you go. That's a great thinking.
Is it? And that's what I always tell people. And I never was doing that. Now I realize how much more beneficial it is to my life, my mental health. Watch me be on Instagram like tomorrow. But right. For now, it's good. I realized because I'm not getting those low-grade social interactions that when I want to talk to somebody, I actually have to reach out to them. Reach out to the people I know and care about and see how they're doing. So that's been very good. Been talking to my mom more, my dad, friends that I haven't reached out to in a while, thinking about them, going, well, I wonder what they're up to. How are you? Oh, you're auditioning for a musical that I've never heard of? Fantastic. Let's talk. Oh, you're done talking? You don't want to respond anymore? Great. No problem. So, and I'm watching more documentaries, learning things. It's good. The end of social media is probably the best thing I could have done. I think in about a week, I'll stop having the phantom Instagram finger.
Yeah.
You know, because...
scroll thumb.
Yes. Because the first couple days, it was strong. I was like, oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the people in chat are right. I actually forced her to get rid of her social media.
Yeah, he's like, if you want to date me, ho, you got to live in a cage underground. Right. No social media for you. I know all you like to do is post pictures of your huge dumper and your giant tits, but you're done with that.
Right.
He made me do it.
Yeah, I forced it. Yeah,
yeah,
good
he
job,
did. Thank
way to put
you.
Your foot down.
Yeah, because he's the man. He is the man. Yeah. And then he's like, and guess what? You're also going to buy me lunch on Valentine's Day, too.
Well, I did do that.
Yeah, well, you did do that. No, Blitz, it has nothing to do with the social media thing. Yeah. I just don't know what's going on anybody's life. And it's funny because like you have these justifications like, well, how will I know what it's like? Who cares? Like the answer is always who cares. But what will I know? How will I keep in touch with people that I don't even like? Who cares? It's actually
that,
who cares?
And if it's that important, someone will tell you.
Of course. So and I am having more direct conversations with people that actually matter. And I'm thinking about people that actually matter because I can't reach out to the Instagram fitness star. I don't have her number. Hey, what's going on with you? I don't care. So now I'm focusing on the people like in my inner mid circles, asking them how they're doing. So if I haven't gotten back to you, it's not because I'm a bitch, even though a lot of people think I am. It's just because I'm not on the socials. I'm trying to take it back to, you know, 2002 when life was good. Well, I mean, 9/11 just happened. Let's say 99, when things were good, right? The 90s were a fun time. I feel like the 90s were a good time to grow up, no?
Yeah, of course. What's wrong with now? You don't like the Freedom Convoy?
Now things are, it's a mixed bag because things are more convenient than ever, but also people are more fucked up than ever. You know, I know read that article about millennials, especially young people, our generation and younger, that are not getting married. They're not in relationships as much. They're not having children. The divorce rates have plummeted, but that's because no one's getting married. So you look at all those trends and you ask yourself, huh, why did this start around 2010? It's like, oh, I think that's when people started getting computers in their hands. I think that's what happened. And we've talked about this before. Like, a lot of my friends who are a little bit older that have kids in high school are not getting their licenses for... They're delaying it for, like, years.
I don't get that.
They'll be, like, 19. They don't have a license. I'm like, what are you doing? They're like, he didn't need it. He just stays at home and plays Call of Duty with his friends. I'm like, but his friends aren't here. Well, it's like, no, they have the headset. And I'm like,
I've heard kids are like, well, I don't have a car. I'm like, so what? You could take your parents or
absolutely.
Borrow. Like, at least you have your license.
That's what I had to do when I first got it.
Right, me
borrow
too.
My parents' car.
Me too.
I was given my grandmother's old Mitsubishi, but yeah, same deal. It was great. I mean, that was like I got my license late, and it was a week after I turned 16.
Right.
Everybody was usually doing it on their birthday, but I think I signed up too late and they didn't have any slots, so I had to wait a week, I think.
Oh, that's brutal.
I know, and I was like, fuck, I'm the last one to get my license. But it was fantastic. It was so awesome to have that sort of independence. And because I was a good kid, my parents also liked it as well, because they didn't have to drive my ass around everywhere, and they knew that no one would date me, so I wasn't going around fucking guys and getting pregnant. They're like, she's afraid of everyone and everything, so we're good. But it was great. I did put a friend or two in the trunk when I had my permit. Because I think there was a rule with permits, you had to drive with an adult in the vehicle.
Yes.
And then I think you're for the first 6 months.
But the trunk doesn't count.
Yeah. Right. And then the first 6 months of your license, I think it was, I don't know if it was, I think you could drive yourself, but you couldn't drive anybody your own age.
Is that California?
No, Florida doesn't have that rule.
Yeah, there was something.
16 day one, you're by
yourself.
You're
good. Okay, yeah, no. I think you had to have your license for 6 months before you could drive other people that were like below the age of 25 or
something.
Every
state's different, obviously. Yeah. And times are different. Like, I know that.
Sure, it's changed. Probably.
You know, for me, it was like you had to have your learner's permit first and then you could get a license.
For 6 months, right?
At least? There was no like minimum.
No, there was a minimum on the learner's permit.
What do you mean? So you could get your learner's permit and then the next day get your license?
You could.
They changed it, I think, like 10, 15 years ago that you have to have it 6 months now.
And I think now it's
ours
even
was
a
6 months. Oh, no, not a year. But, yeah, you can get your learners at 15. So I remember taking classes when I was 15.
Yep.
I was trying to get behind a wheel as quickly as possible. But, yeah, I put a friend or two in the trunk to, you know, take them home from school. Like, get in the trunk. You know the deal. But, yeah.
Did you really think you were going to get pulled over?
Did you ever think you were going to get rear-ended?
No, to both. My friend lived maybe like a mile and a half away from campus, but I was paranoid. You know, she's like, I could just lay down in the back. I'm like, how about you get in the trunk? Because that's less conspicuous. Please.
Oh, my God.
Like, the migrant you are. I know it was dangerous. Whatever, dude. It was fine.
You got away with it, so it doesn't matter now. But, like,
yeah, everyone lived. Everyone survived.
I had to drive. I mean, I used to borrow my buddy's truck who had a stick, and I taught myself how to drive a stick because I wanted to get places. He didn't know that, but.
Yeah.
Like,
no.
Weren't you the same? Like, Blitz,
too? We were, like, 14, 15. We would die.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable.
Me and a friend, like either my parents or his parents, we'd take their car.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Push it into the street, put it in neutral, push it down the block, and then start it so their parents wouldn't wake up and here we took their car.
Oh, nice.
And then, like, coming home, we would, you know, turn the car off, put it in neutral, and push it down the street and put it in the driveway.
That's the difference between boys and girls,
my friend.
That's
going to work out.
Yeah, until...
That's a difference.
Until it's like 2 a.m. and you're at your you know, miles away from your house and the car won't start and you're freaking out.
Jesus Christ.
And then eventually you get started, you're like, all right, we're never doing that again. And then like 2 weeks later, you're like, all right, let's do it again.
That's what happened. That's why I got fired from Cox.
You stole a car?
No, but it's that same mentality where you're fearful because I got burned pretty bad in 2019 because of hurricane epilepsy. And then everyone's like, you got to get back on the horse. Like, don't. And I was afraid to say fucking anything. I'm like, can I even just make an offhanded like Asian comment? Like, is that going to get me in trouble? Or, you know, so I was a little bit scared for about 2 weeks. Then you start slowly inching back to where you were because you get desensitized to it. And then you get fired. That's how that goes. Because then you get too comfortable again and they go, oh, yeah, this chick is a liability. She doesn't understand boundaries and you're done.
Right.
You're done. And then your old boss has the audacity to say to your former coworkers, wow, it's really a slap in the face that she's working for Bubba the Love Sponge. You fired me,
right,
moron. What sort of loyalty do I have to someone who fired me? It's not even that I left. You forced me out.
Yeah.
You said, get your shit, goodbye, after you strung me along for a week in career limbo, which is probably the worst
purgatory
thing you could do to anybody.
Yeah,
horrible. I couldn't fucking sleep for a week because I was like, I'd wake up and I'd just get a message, no, don't come into work today. I'll call you on Monday. It's the fuck. I was just getting like daily updates about if
really?
I could come into work.
Oh, that sucks.
It was fucking horrible. It wasn't even like you're suspended for a week. It was like,
hold on. Okay, so I thought that they said, look, take a week off and we'll.
No.
So every day they told you a daily update?
The incident happened on Tuesday night.
Okay.
He said, you're not doing Stay Woke. So we finished Johnny B's show.
Okay.
We left the building and I said, I think I'm done. And this is after 4 years. I'm freaking out, but I'm like,
sure.
I'm pretty sure I've never been taken off mid show before. So I'm pretty sure we're done. And then the next day he called me and I think he said, don't come in Wednesday, Thursday. Or don't come in today.
Okay.
That's what he said. Don't come in today.
Okay.
And then on Thursday, he called me and said, don't come in today or tomorrow. So
okay.
The Thursday, Friday. But nothing about the following week.
Right.
You get a call from him Monday. Don't come in on Monday.
What?
And then it was like Tuesday, don't come in today. And then Wednesday is when they fired me, the following Wednesday. So it was like a 4 or 5 updates.
Okay. That was, yeah. See, I thought they said, look, you're done for a week. We'll talk about it in a week.
No, they suspended me for a week. Of course it would have been better. But they suspended me for a week with the hurricane epilepsy thing. They said, you're unpaid, you're out for a week. Okay, but at least I could plan on it.
Sure.
Whereas with this, it was like daily or bi-daily updates.
They were trying to figure out when the HR person
was available.
In.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then they got me on a Zoom call and then they fired me. It was the same woman that dealt with me before.
Right.
So that was cool. But yeah, it was fucking horrible. And so they strung me along for a week. Then they fire me, and then they had the audacity to tell my former coworkers that it was a quote slap in the face that I was working for Bubba the Love Sponge. Like, I love working here, and I'm super grateful that I did. But there's no other game in town, buddy. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? It's not like I was shopping around. I thought I was going to West Palm Beach. I was going to do fucking TikTok videos in front of Jeffrey Epstein's, you know, estate. But I didn't get that job because of the pandemic. And then they hired a girl that was hotter than me. Yeah, they did. And that hurt my feelings a little bit. It was like a year later. They're like, oh, yeah, we were not hiring. Okay, fine. That was March 2020. Then, like, March 2021, I'm, like, on their Instagram. I see this bit. I'm like, who's fucking Megan? Why? I thought you didn't need anybody. Now you got a Megan? And she was younger than me, hotter than me. They changed the name of the show for her. I was like,
whoa.
Yeah. I was like, okay. Not great. That's fine. No problem. But then I think they changed the number of the station, and it was not a good thing. And okay. I think it versus, you know, the science behind the splits, the, I don't want to say broadband, the, what word am I looking for?
Frequency?
Like the actual
call sign.
What, like it went from like 94.1 to 92.1.
It's for the frequency.
The frequency changed. Okay. But it was, I heard it was a bad change. Like it was reaching a shorter.
So they went to like a smaller radius. Tower or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
I remember talking to one of the guys on the show and he said, this is not a good thing. I go, oh, okay. Well, I don't know. You just, the number changed. The frequency changed.
Right.
But he said it wasn't good. And it all worked out. I mean, I didn't have to fucking move. This is 10 minutes from like my other job. It's right across the bridge. Like it couldn't have been more perfect. I'm having more fun here, you know, making way better money. So I just A plus all around. So yeah. Joke's on them. So it's always.
But yeah, you didn't like they have zero say in it because you didn't leave for here.
No.
They kicked you out. So whatever you do from there on out is
it's a fair game, man.
Yeah,
like what did they expect me to do? Just go work at Starbucks for the rest of my life, which is probably my only other option.
And the thing is, it's not like you were there the whole time talking shit about Bubba. Like had you been there talking shit about Bubba and then you went right to Bubba, like that's like okay, that's kind of shitty. But like you
why would
even
that be a slap in the face to them?
No, I know, but I mean like still.
No, but it would just make you look like too kind of two-faced.
Of course, but like what other option do I have? I had to take care of myself
and
I want to.
I know, no, but I'm saying you weren't doing that. Like you weren't talking like, you know.
No, I didn't say anything about Bubba.
Yeah, I know.
I asked a few questions behind the scenes.
Right.
You know, about, I remember when Rob started working here, because I was, I was confused about, you know, why is this such a bad thing? And I know that, that's when I started to kind of dive into the history of all the Radio Tampa politics stuff. I knew about Bubba, you know, again, that was the first thing I was told was don't say his name.
Right.
And you just kind of accept that as like, all right, there's some lawsuits, whatever. I kind of knew like a brief overview. But then when Rob started working here, that's when I started asking questions about like the history and the people at Cox, not going to name any names, but the story that Bubba tells is the story that they tell. It's
right.
Not like everybody over there thinks Bubba leaked the video. Nobody thinks that over there.
Right.
They know what happened. So it's kind of funny because, you know, just because you work for a place doesn't mean you hold allegiance to it. It's just they're the hand that feeds you. So you're like, yeah, I'm Team Cox or I'm Team Bubba. But I still
sure,
have a lot of friends of course. I still have a lot of friends that work for Cox, and they have nothing to do with Calta or what happened. They just, that's their employer. That's their daddy, and they're just like, yeah, whatever. They don't say good or bad things about anybody. They're just like, whatever. That's the deal. 813-90-BUBBA. It's probably not safe to answer the phones, right? Is it going to be crackhead?
If it's crackhead, just hang up on them.
Yeah.
Okay. That's no problem. The Ukraine-Russia deal, I feel like we should maybe just touch on it. Are they withdrawing troops? Was this
supposedly according to NATO?
Yeah, but Biden didn't seem to confirm it, I think. So he was
really
like, he doesn't.
Knows.
I don't know. But usually they would say, hey, this is the report that we're getting. And it's like, well, is it even fucking happening? Biden gave a speech. I know, first off, I hate like planned speeches and stuff like that because you don't get any information that you couldn't get from reading a paragraph. You know, they just always like draw it out. They try to give themselves a pat on the back. They shit on the person that got in their way and they tell you kind of like what's going on. But the way that Biden talks, you're probably going to be left more confused than when it started.
And
so
you can't
just
ask him questions either.
You can't ask him questions. And I just find like press conferences are fucking boring as shit. Everybody knows that. So last I heard and saw it was like kind of, you know. It looked like they were, I don't want to say retreating, but returning to base. I don't know, moving away from the border of Ukraine.
Yeah, they claim that they did their war games and now they're backing away. According to NATO, they're not.
Now, can I ask you guys to be honest with me about something truly? And I understand that, you know, people's lives are on the line. And if Russia invaded, probably a lot of people would die. There'd be a lot of casualties. But did you low-key kind of want him to go in to see what the fuck was going to happen?
Oh, yeah.
Did you kind of want to just see what it looks like when a major superpower invades another country, knowing full well that this is pretty much exactly how World War II started? Did you kind of want to see it happen? Because, like, I kind of was like, you pussies won't do it because it was like, could strike at any minute, any hour, any day. It's like, well, fucking do it, bitch.
Well,
you know?
I think it's kind of odd that starting yesterday, for some weird reason, Ukraine's been getting a lot of cyber attacks to their military and their banking system.
Yeah, I saw that. A lot of anonymous bomb threats.
Yeah.
I think I maybe feel your way if there was someone else in office, not like saying any certain person, just not the person that's in office now.
Schmo Schmeiden?
Yeah, I think he pretty much would just, let's just go for it, which I don't think we need.
Go for it? Oh, you mean like a jump in?
Yeah, jump in.
Yeah, which would be so, it would be kind of funny and ironic that, you know, he pulls us out of one conflict and then right into another. But he didn't, not yet, anyways. I know there's troops on standby and stuff. But
and NATO said today that Russia is actually increasing the number of people on the border, the troops, and not...
Oh, now they're going back? Okay, so this is...
NATO says that.
All right. I think the defense minister of Russia was the one we were getting the news from, so God only knows what, you know, they're claiming.
But, I mean, realistically, isn't the big thing that Russia just doesn't want NATO, or Ukraine to join NATO because they don't want...
they don't want them to align with like and become a Western democracy because he's afraid that it'll happen in his country. People will overthrow him and it'll be the end of Putin.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the situation. And just a brief overview, and this is something that I've learned pretty recently because I'm trying to understand why this is happening. Because a lot of people just say, oh, of course, Russia, because they're being dicks. It's like, well, no, like, what is the motive? Like, I would like to know the motive. And as far as I understand it, and I could be misinformed, Tampa Terry likes to let me know I'm wrong all the time. Thank you very much. This is why I don't look at chat very often. But apparently, I think it's because in 2014, there was a pro-Russian Ukrainian president, and he wasn't very popular amongst his own people, and he got thrown into exile. I think he's currently exiled in Russia right now. The people weren't happy. There was a revolution in Ukraine. So because they were successful there with overthrowing their leader, who was pro-Russian, Russia may have been a little bit perturbed and a little wary that the same thing could happen in their country, that Ukraine could inspire the Russian people to overthrow their government, overthrow Putin, and there's no way in hell he's letting that happen.
Yeah, but since it hasn't happened since 2014, I think what I've heard is that Russia is just nervous that NATO will have missiles on Russia's border.
That
and they
too.
Don't want that.
Right, right. So I think there's a few factors in play. Because, right, like, why wouldn't they just do it 2015, right? Why are they waiting now? What's the point?
So why can't NATO and the U.S. just sit down and go, look, Ukraine's not going to join NATO and see what Russia does.
Okay. And as far as I understand,
Ukraine didn't want to be in NATO for the last like 8 years.
Yeah. And as far as I understand, what's the North American Treaty Alliance organization, something like that?
Yeah.
Formed after World War II. Now, the function of NATO, isn't it kind of like a loosely based alliance of like if one of those countries gets invaded, the other countries will kind of galvanize together to help? Is that the kind of
basically, yes,
goal of it? But it extends beyond just like Europe, right? It's not like the European Union. The United States is part of NATO. Canada is part of NATO.
27 European to North American and a Eurasian country.
Yeah, so it's pretty okay. It's basically most of Europe, America, and Canada.
Democracies, Western-style countries, not necessarily in Europe, but mostly in Europe.
Oh, no, it's almost all in Europe.
Yep. And then us.
And then us.
And then Canada. What, Australia? Is?
No.
No? Okay.
No, 37 or 27
you
European
Eurasia,
countries.
You said Eurasia, so.
Yeah, that's Turkey, I believe, right?
Turkey's in NATO? That's
yes.
cute.
Yeah.
That's cute.
I think they're the Eurasian.
Okay. That makes sense. I did come across, this is why the Russians are so fucked up. I don't know if I used to follow, because again, I'm not on the Instagrams anymore, but.
I believe the kids call it the Gram.
The Gram, the IG, whatever you call it. There's a account called Look at This Russian. It's pretty funny shit.
Okay.
And I think I sent things to Bubba, and it's just weird shit. I think you guys saw it was like some Russian guy bench pressing a piano, and some guy was like playing it, or you know, just weird stuff. Like the Russians are fucking weirdos.
Mm-hmm.
So I came across this yesterday. I don't know if you guys saw it in prep, but there was an MMA fight. Now, most MMA fights involve two people, right?
Yeah.
This one involved three. It was a old man, his grandson, and a giant female MMA fighter. And right. It's just kind of the sort of stuff you would expect. out of Russia because they don't got a lot going on.
I don't know if we can play this or not anyway.
Oh, because
copyright.
Of copyright. Okay. Well, as you can see, it's just it's an interesting sort of thing that Russians are into some weird shit. Are those tattoos on his face?
Is that Annie Milonakis?
No, I think that's a woman.
Oh,
I think that's way too tall to be Annie Milonakis.
Okay,
but the similar body type, just maybe a little bit taller. So
they weren't showing her face, so I couldn't tell.
Yeah, I mean, it could be. I don't know. I guess it is. I think it is a woman. It's certainly. She's got the breasts for sure. But it is. You know. Yeah.
Boy,
whatever.
That whole ring looks like it's bouncing around too.
Yeah. There's a lot of things going on here. Clearly, this was like a novelty fight, but it looks like they're really trying to hurt each other.
So the original UFC was like novelty fighting.
I know, and there were obviously there were less rules. I remember seeing like one of the Gracies fighting like a giant Samoan man who was wearing like tighty whities, and the Gracie was in a full gi, and maybe like a third of that guy's weight, and they didn't care. Like you could just anybody could fight anybody, sort of a thing.
I gotta be honest, I kind of like this.
You kind of like this?
Yeah, it's hilarious.
It's interesting. It's interesting shit. It's very Russian, if I may. It's very Russian.
Can they not both attack at the same time?
I don't know if they know what's going on clearly, but
because if I was a young kid, I'd push the grandpa into her.
I just started pounding her. I
was
saying like, why not? Like they could take out the one guy now, but I guess they're thinking, hey, we better take her out first because she's gonna win if it's 1-on-1.
I have no answers.
Both these guys versus her. It's 2-on-1.
Yeah, it's 2-on-1. They're not fighting each other.
Oh, okay.
It's grandfather and grandson.
He's a Vietnam vet, by the way. I don't know if that kind of answers any questions, but the war affected everyone differently.
It does not answer a thing.
No,
not anything at all. So anyways, some interesting novelty shit going on. I did finish, and I was telling Lummy, because Lummy and I feel like both have an interest in history.
Yeah.
Now, Lummy, when you like history, is it just World War II, or will you go back a little bit further?
Will you go
Civil War?
Yeah, I'll go Civil War, Revolutionary War.
Will you go outside of America?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Because some people are very specific in terms of the sort of history that they like.
Who?
You.
Oh.
The Blitz likes, I don't want to say more relevant, but more recent history. And if it's out of the realm of like the last 100 years, 120 years, he's not interested.
Correct.
I go back as far as you want with me. I'm all about evolution, baby. So tell me about, you know, the inception of humans. That's fine.
Yeah, that's a little too far back.
Yeah.
That's a little too far back.
What were you
gonna say? I don't mind learning the very, very basics of it, but if I'm gonna like deep dive into something, it's not gonna be from 7,000 years ago.
Oh yeah. No, I like it all. I like ancient, I like more recent, I like JFK, whatever the case may be. But I've been watching a lot of my new favorite thing is like a historical docu-series. So not just like a documentary, like, you know, it's maybe 35, 40 minutes an episode and you got five or six. So that's kind of my wheelhouse right now. And I just finished on Netflix, The Last Tsars, and it is so fucking good. It's so fucking good. Just the way that they filmed it, it really looks like a cinematic film, but also they cut to parts of like where it's like a documentary, like you have historians and whatever commenting on what happened and kind of explaining what happened. And it is, even though it happened, 1980, so about 100 years ago, it's still very relevant because that was the end of like the last royal family in Europe. And when that fell, that gave way to the Soviet Revolution, or the Bolshevik Revolution.
In Russia?
Yes. And then that, obviously, a few years later, they formed the Soviet Union, and which is still very relevant today in terms of, you know, global geopolitics and how we are, where we are in our current situation. And like one of my favorite things about learning tidbits in history is like these tiny little things will happen, like details. So like, for example, like, the last Tsar's name was Nicholas II, right? And his son ended up, his only heir, it was his youngest child, and he ended up having hemophilia. And because he had hemophilia, like, they brought in this, like, weird mystic monk named Rasputin. And Rasputin was just, like, this kind of, like, crazy man, peasant, who made his way through the... He kind of reminds me of Bubba in a lot of ways. Or he's just kind of just unruly. You can't tame the guy. He's always just going to do his own thing, and he was kind of crazy. And
wasn't he, kind of banging chicks and stuff?
Banging lots of chicks, yeah. Banging lots of chicks, and he just kind of like a snake oil salesman sort of a thing, and... The Tsarina, you know, finds this guy, brings him in, and apparently her son isn't healed, but he's able to, whenever he has an, you know, he gets cut or something or bruises, he's able to kind of calm the situation down. So she was a very deeply religious person. So like all these like little details, and then Rasputin gets in the Tsar's ear and gets him to like, the Tsar decided he wanted to get involved in World War One. And whatever. So Rasputin is just giving everybody bad information. And so this makes the people of Russia hate the Tsar. And then that's kind of what led to the revolution bubbling over and people just kind of storming the palace and saying, you're out of here, buddy.
Well, what did the last Tsar say, like how he was killed? Did they go into it? Because I know there's different.
Yes, it's a really fucking gruesome. And this isn't me giving anything away. This is just history, but you could still watch it. I knew what happened. So they were called the Romanovs. That was the royal family, mm-hmm. and they had been in power for 300 years. So Tsar Nicholas II, he was kind of young when he claimed the throne, because his dad was like at a weird age when he died. His dad was 49. And the historians were saying that, like, it would have been better if his dad died 20 years prior, because then he would have been, like, a boy czar, and then he wouldn't have been in power really anyways. Or it would have been better if his dad died 20 years later, so that Nicholas would have had more experience. But he was, like, 25, 26 when he takes the crown, and he was pretty immature for his age. So anyways, all this stuff happens, Bloody Sunday, he has this coronation, and it basically turns into, like, Astro World, if you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. People get trampled, like, 1,200 people get trampled. And, World War One happens, he's not taking care of the people, he's just basically making every wrong move. And the docuseries goes through this. Well, at the end, the Bolsheviks take over, and the family has to flee. And they're taken into hiding in this, like, in Siberia somewhere. And they're put in this house called the House of Special Purpose. It's fucked up.
What?
Yeah, that's what the house was called. Like in Russian, obviously, but it was the House of Special Purpose. Essentially, it was a prison. Well, the guards there that are guarding the family, now you have to understand, Nicholas had four daughters and then a son. And so his daughters are like teenagers. And so the guards there, you know, they're young boys as well. Uh-huh. And they're, they're looking after these, you know, hot girls. And so... The guards
probably never been around like a bunch of young dudes.
Yes, never before. So they're both kind of, you know, eyeing each other. And one of the guards, I think, starts fucking one of the daughters or just messing around with her. And so one of the leading guys figure out what's going on and he gets pissed. He shoots the guard, kills the guard. And they bring in other guards who are like more... like hardcore Bolsheviks. They were called like Ural Bolsheviks or something. And so they start guarding the house with an iron fist. And then they decide, all right, we got to kill the family now. We're going to kill the imperial family. So they make it seem like they're transporting them, obviously, because it's a lot easier to get them all in one room if they're calm and you're like, hey, you know, we're going to transport you where you're safer. So they're like, all right, let's get ready to go. So what they had done is they had taken all the girls, had taken all the jewels from the palace, and they like took the necklaces and cut them up so they were just like beads, like diamonds and stuff, and they sewed them into their undergarments.
Okay.
So when they had to leave, they put all their undergarments on, and essentially they had like these bulletproof vests, which ended up working not in their favor, and I'll explain why in a second. Oh. So they take them and they go, okay, well, you know, you guys are about to leave, so get ready. So they get the family ready, and it's so fucking sad. Like, you have so mom and dad and five, they were kids. Like, mm-hmm. the youngest one was maybe, like, I don't know, 13, 14. So they pack them into the cellar, and they say, wait here. Like, your transport's, you know, almost arrived. And so they leave. They come back in, and they go. They, you know, read their names. They take out, you know, a piece of paper, and they go, you know, this person, this person, this. But they read all their names.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, you guys are now being sentenced to death.
What?
And yeah, and so it's just a massacre. They just killed this whole family in this cellar. And what was really unfortunate is because the girls were wearing these like jewel encrusted bulletproof vest. Essentially, they didn't know it wasn't meant to be a bulletproof vest, but right. It was. It took a long time for them to die.
Oh,
so they just kept shooting them and shooting, and they're like, what the fuck is going? Like, how we're shooting these girls in the chest and nothing's happening. So then they're like shooting them in the arm and shooting them in the head, and you know they just massacred the whole family.
Nice.
In this cellar. So, I mean, it was crazy because I knew how the story ends. Like, I know that the Romanovs get murdered, but my heart was beating so fast when it's like, you know, you're watching the film and it was really fucking sad. I mean, like, they had to kill the kid. It was just really sad.
And then they poured acid on him and threw him down a well.
They didn't mention that, but they could have. They didn't recover the bodies until like
1979.
But even then, they couldn't give them a proper burial because it was still the Soviet Union. So I think in 1998, was it Yeltsin? I think he gave them a proper burial. Boris Yeltsin. They're all fucking Boris.
Yes, Boris Yeltsin.
Right. So he gave them a proper burial because I think they recovered five bodies and then two more. And then in 98, they gave him a proper burial and stuff. But it's just really fucked up shit. But just interesting because I also like watching it because it's a good ass story and it's nonfiction. So
right.
I'm learning and being entertained because I'm not on fucking social media all day.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of that too. If I'm going to sit there and watch something, I'm going to learn.
So I'm big on that. I like history. I like historical shit, especially when it's very pertinent and relevant to issues we're dealing with today. Dare we take a call?
Yeah, why not?
Let's give it a shot.
All right, be brave on it. Be brave. Hi, who's this? Hello. Perfect.
Try line one, maybe.
Hi, who's this?
Largo Sam, how you doing?
Hey, what's up,
Sam?
Hey, Uncle Sam.
Hey, I was kind of wondering about the rings, if I could come and get them.
Sure.
Oh, Sam, I know. Okay, Sam, yeah, the guy that gave me the sweatshirt.
I'm Larger Sam.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's a blitz question.
Is tomorrow too soon?
I think it is.
Okay.
But can you email me?
I got thumbs. I'll get Shane to do it.
Okay, that's fine.
Frank, you know,
actually, you know what? I tell you right now. Tomorrow is too early, I think. But like any time after like starting next week, that's probably fine.
Okay, I'll reach out and try to catch you 10 straight up between one of the shows.
Okay. Yeah, just get a hold of us first, though. Make sure.
Yeah.
We'll have it ready.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Thank you, Sam.
Thanks, Sam.
All right, my brother. See you later.
Bye.
See you, man.
Thank you. Thank you. Cool. Appreciate you. Oh, here we go. I love that sweatshirt, by the way. It's my favorite one.
It's nice.
It's fucking dope as hell. I did want to talk about this quickly before we leave. I've been pretty cynical about ever getting back to normal with the pandemic and shit, but this gives me a lot of hope because this is like in the heart of California, probably the most liberal thing you could ever attend. Young people, California, liberals, Hollywood, all the things that make you go, this pandemic is never ending. Well, Coachella, Stagecoach are dropping all COVID vaccine testing and masking requirements.
Oh, nice.
That's fucking awesome. I honestly think, I'm like, oh, that is a great sign. Could just be for the midterms. I don't know. But whatever the case may be, that is awesome that you don't have to show a negative COVID test. You don't have to wear a fucking mask. And you don't have to show proof of vaccination. So this is all exciting stuff, at least for now. I'm very, 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 very grateful that I stayed true to the game because I was telling Blitz the other day that I was really considering getting the vaccine for a while. Before I started getting really, really vocal about it, I was considering it just because it would just be so convenient, especially with me going home to California, but stayed true to the game, stayed the course, and I'm glad we're pulling through to the other side. And now it seems like, maybe people are going to stop caring. Because the rules are kind of evaporating for whatever case the
quickly
reason is.
Too.
Yes. They're changing course very quickly. New York, there's like, no indoor mask mandate anymore. And California, it seems like they're opening, not only just opening up, but like, you know, not being as restrictive with the rules and the masks and stuff. So it's exciting stuff.
And that's great, but it's kind of weird too.
Weird and just real glad that, I listened to my intuition and a lot of it, most of it, 90% of it was, it had nothing to do with my health and was really more so about just principle. Like, I just don't, I don't like being told what to do with my body by the government. Mm. So it was just nice to make sure I didn't do that. I stayed the course. I stayed true to my, my principles and values. And, you know, if you wanted to get the vaccine, by all means, like, do whatever the fuck. But I'm just glad I didn't.
So are you kind of behind the whole Canadian thing?
With Trudeau, yeah. To be honest, I haven't really followed that at all. I was watching a video of Trudeau yesterday, and he's kind of like a hot chick to me, where I'm like, I don't want to hear what he's saying. I just want to like look at him.
So what exactly did
Lummi, because you know more about this than I do, what emergency powers did he
pretty much
invoke?
Like, if there was like a terrorist attack, like, he can pretty much do anything.
Well, what is anything? Like, shut shit down, close, like, I don't know what kind of powers he said that he would enact.
What's it?
Because he said emergency
martial law, I think he declared,
okay,
right?
All right. I don't know. I honestly didn't follow it at all.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I was busy watching the Russian MMA fight yesterday. I'm so sorry.
Oh.
I just didn't get to it. But I was watching some other stuff, but not that. I was reading about the girl that was found underneath the staircase. Some things capture my attention and other things don't. And the thing with Canada, I guess, just didn't. I was getting into the Hillary stuff. Did you start?
Yeah, I've been on that one. But
did you get in that one? Because that's some crazy fucking shit.
Yeah, well, I guess he's starting to freeze the bank accounts of the truckers.
Ooh.
That are out there.
Oh,
so
you don't fuck with people's money, man. Even Canadians will kill you.
Well, and I guess that for a while there, they were. You couldn't bring gas or you'd get arrested. Yep. And I guess they were saying that, you know, okay, if you don't
or
leave,
food or anything.
Yeah, if you brought
just
anything, you're aiding and abetting like a terrorist.
What about the hot tubs? Didn't you say people are posting up with hot tubs?
I guess that's really pissing them off even more.
That's pretty fucking funny. It's hard to be mad at people that are just, you know, in a spa in the middle of the road.
And then I guess it wasn't the fund, GoFundMe, I guess, was frozen.
I don't think it was GoFundMe. It was something else.
Well, GoFundMe was frozen, and then a Christian site went on there and said that they would do it. They raised $8 million, and supposedly all the names of the people came out.
Yeah.
They hacked it. And then the headlines of the media were like, oh, majority of funds raised were Americans, and then it was like 7 out of 3 were Canadians. So it's just a whole big spin on it.
Give, send, go.
Yeah. Mm.
Oh, is that like the, it's like an equivalent to GoFundMe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But GoFundMe like froze it and said they were going to give it to other charities that they felt were worth it and not the Canadian convoy.
Those motherfuckers. But yeah, I actually got into the Hillary Clinton stuff yesterday because I was, you know, I could hear about the spying and stuff, but I didn't truly understand. But wow.
Oh,
that she apparently paid people to hack candidate Trump and then
president.
While he was president. Trump as well, but it was like before and after he won.
And that's
paid people.
That's okay, I guess.
Oh, and
that's not. And now people are going in on her. Even the Democrats are kind of pissed about it.
And then also planting things in there.
Yes. Yeah, so hack the computers, either planting evidence or fabricating evidence, embellishing evidence, and then taking those doctored documents and handing them over to the feds and the media saying,
right.
Oh, look what we found.
And then sitting there every day in the media and telling how that it's.
Yes.
You know, he's part of Russia.
Yeah. I was listening to, I'm sure you know because you listen to Fox News all day, Lummi. Jesse Waters, right? That's his name?
Yes.
Right. He was talking about it. And then I loved it. At the end of it, he like gave a little kicker to Bill on the Lolita Express. I'm like, way to get that in there, buddy. Appreciate you.
Yeah.
That's good too.
They've been making a big deal too on Fox. I mean, I go over to CNN and those, and they, you know, they're talking about how for 3 years they talked about Russia and Trump.
And the Mueller investigation, yeah, and how many millions of dollars was put into that, and it was just a big fucking hoax.
But now no one's talking about how Hillary puts
course
in
not.
The computer.
Of course not.
And then they also
could
say
you imagine too, if that was the other way around,
oh,
how
God.
Much that would be on the news nonstop?
No, Trump would be in
it
prison.
Was. It was. She tried to get a sitting president impeached. It got to that point.
I'm saying if it was the other way around.
Yeah, if Trump did it
if
to
Trump
Hillary.
If Trump did it to her,
oh,
this would
right.
be on the news nonstop.
Of course.
And
of
Trump
course.
Would be in jail.
Yes, yes, yes. So, interesting stuff. We'll see how this unravels in the next few weeks.
You think that hurts Hillary's chance of running in 2024?
I would say it probably doesn't help. You know, I'm not a political insider or anything like that. I'm no doctor, but I would say it probably doesn't help.
I mean, I did hear you're helping to run a campaign.
Oh.
Me?
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe I'm getting, you know, my political campaign chops underway.
That's what I heard.
So, listen, I help out people who help me out. You know what I mean? Like the mafia. Mm-hmm. And I think that's pretty good, right? About 50 minutes or so?
Yep.
All right. We will be done for today. We'll be back tomorrow on Twitch and Terrestrial Radio, 6 a.m. for the Bubba Love Sponge show. And then we'll also be doing an after show, I think, the three of us tomorrow.
I believe so.
And then it's a three-day weekend, so you'll get a best of on Friday, and then we'll be back on Monday. But have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.